This is Day to Day on a very big news day. Power in Congress changes hands. We're still not sure by how much. I'm Alex Chadwick in Washington.
And I'm Madeline Brand at NPR West, where an even bigger story at the moment is the resignation of Donald Rumsfeld.
Now, after a series of thoughtful conversations, Secretary Rumsfeld and I agreed that the timing is right for new leadership at the Pentagon.
That's President Bush speaking at a White House press conference today. President Bush announced that Rumsfeld will be replaced with ex-CIA Chief Robert Gates.
Bob will bring more than 25 years of national security experience and a stellar reputation as an effective leader with sound judgment.
Joining us now is NPR's Don Gagne at the White House. And Don, this is indeed big news. Just last week, President Bush said he'd stand by Rumsfeld and that Rumsfeld would be with him for the next 2 years. So how did he explain the resignation today?
Well, first he said it is time for a change at the Pentagon. And the president was asked how he said last week that he expected Rumsfeld to stay on through the remainder of his time in office, you know, more than 2 years. And it was a very awkward, I can only describe it as an oddly candid moment where the president said, "I just gave you that answer to move on to the next line of questioning because I didn't want to inject the fate of Donald Rumsfeld and any lack of confidence into the final week of this important midterm election campaign." So basically said, "Hey, I told the reporters what I thought I needed to tell them to get them to change the subject."
Well, did he at all acknowledge that it appeared to be the mandate of the voters given the results of last night's election?
Not directly, but that clearly is the reason behind this. And it's funny, if Rumsfeld had not announced his resignation today, we would still have a huge story, obviously, yesterday's election results. In some ways, the Rumsfeld story kind of almost takes center stage today. But again, let's not forget that Rumsfeld's resignation comes about because of what we saw at the polls yesterday.
That's right. And the president announced that he would nominate ex-CIA Chief Robert Gates. What more can you tell us about Mr. Gates?
Gates was the head of the CIA from 1991 to 93. So it was the end of the first President Bush's time in office and the beginning of the Clinton term. He comes from, more immediately, the presidency of Texas A&M University, and he is described as a moderate. A professor down there who knows him well says that Mr. Gates is thoughtful, is careful, and he used this phrase, well-balanced, and that has often been kind of a criticism of Secretary Rumsfeld, that he tends to kind of, you know, fly off the handle and get in arguments with reporters and scold people who don't agree with them. You will not see that in a Robert Gates.
And the president took a lot of questions about the victory by Democrats in the House last night. And here's a little bit of what he had to say.
"I told my party's leaders that it is now our duty to put the elections behind us and work together with the Democrats and independents on the great issues facing this country."
And Don, the president repeated several times there would have to be bipartisan outreach. And do we know how he's going to deal with Democrats?
Well, we don't. He has certainly set aside the very strong critical rhetoric, particularly on the national security issue, that dominated his campaign speeches. He said he understands that people will be skeptical about the ability of the White House and Democrats to work together. He said the test will be to perform, and that's what we will all be watching for.
NPR's Don Gagne. Thank you, Don.
My pleasure.